thank you for taking the time to listen to this life-changing message from the Ministry of Faith Bible Chapel. We hope this message will encourage you in all parts of your life. At the end of this message, you will hear more information on how to contact our church family, as well as directions for you to visit us for any of our worship services. Until then, join us for the service in progress.
Okay, are we all on board with that? So y'all with me? We're not looking at the clock. We don't care what time it is. Say, I don't care what time it is. Say it like you mean it.
I really don't care.
Okay, I promise you I'll let you get your kids at the right time. But until that time, we're going to open the Bible and we're going to find out what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit. We have a slide up here. It's been telling us about the schedule we've been following. So Pastor George started a series on the Holy Spirit a couple weeks ago, and it was his desire that we would follow up that series with teaching on Wednesday nights about the Holy Spirit so that we could expand our understanding of what the Bible says and teaches about the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to be sharing tonight, obviously. That's why I'm standing here. Next week, Pastor Roger and Carl Rogers are going to share with us, teach us about the Holy Spirit, the infilling, imparting of the Holy Spirit, what that means, what the Bible teaches about that. On May 16th, we're going to have a night of healing, and that's where we encouraged you, and Pastor Roger mentioned this last week. Cheryl really felt prompted as we moved into this series that we pray for children, physical, emotional, and spiritual things. So we're going to pray not only for children, we're going to pray for adults, and we're going to believe God to do miraculous things in your life. So be ready and be expecting that on the 16th, God is going to do something. On the 23rd, we have been asking you to text questions in. The next slide will show you how to do that. We want you to text in questions that you have about the Holy Spirit. Any question you have about the Holy Spirit, there's no such thing as a dumb question. You text those questions into us, and on that night, we're going to have a panel up here of a few of us, and we're going to do our very best to try and answer some of the questions that you have about the Holy Spirit. So just follow those prompts. The text question will hopefully come in, and then we can unpack it for you. So there's a lot that we're going to learn, but I'm confident in saying this. Really, we're probably just going to scratch the surface when it comes to the Holy Spirit. It's going to be your job, it's going to be my job, and it's going to be our homework assignment to spend the rest of our lives really enjoying what it means to walk in the power and the intimacy and the relationship with the Holy Spirit. Okay? Okay? Say okay.
Okay.
Okay, I have a title for my message tonight, The One and Only. This title, Saturday night is when the title came, and then the message kind of unpacked as it went. But this afternoon when I was thinking about the introduction to The One and Only, I remembered something that I had seen a couple years ago, and I want you to watch this introduction of The One and Only, and then we're just going to dive into God's Word, okay? So let's show that video.
Pleasure of bringing out Christ. This is just how I would do it. It ain't got to be the way you do it. You might not think it's just right, but this is how I would do it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce a man who needs no introduction. His credits are too long to list. He has done the impossible time after time. He hails out of a manger in Bethlehem, Jerusalem, by way of heaven. His mother is still headlining in the Catholic Church today. His daddy is the author of a book that has been on the bestseller list since the beginning of time. He holds the record for the world's greatest fish fry. He fed 5,000 hungry souls with 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread. He can walk on water, turn water into special effects, no camera tricks. He has a headshot on every church fan across the country. Even before the kings of comedy, he was hailed the king of all kings, ruler of the universe, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, the bright and the morning star. Some say he's the Rose of Sharon, and some say he's the Prince of Peace. Get up on your feet, put your hands together, and show your love for the second coming of the one and only.
Now you got to admit, that is good. That is an amazing introduction of the one and only. I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't even try it. I wouldn't even try it. The one and only. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray, and I'm just going to ask that the one and only King of Kings, King Jesus, would just bring revelation of his word to our hearts tonight in just a short amount of time, and that we would walk out of here not only impacted by what Ajay and Nancy said, by what his word said as well. Okay? Are you with me? So here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to stand on the word while I pray. Okay, Father, in Jesus' name, tonight I stand upon your word, Father, knowing that you are the one and only, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I pray, God, for revelation knowledge to pierce the hearts of every one of us in this room. We need a revelation, we need an understanding of the person of the Holy Spirit. So God, in Jesus' name, that name above all names, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus, we pray for revelation of your truth and your word to be imparted to us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Okay, that was a long introduction, but I loved that introduction. I was taking a little rest this afternoon, and I thought, oh, that is so good. I just have to show it to you. You can go home and watch it, and I'm not promoting whoever that guy was, but I am promoting the way he did it because I liked it. Now, if it's okay with you, I'm going to prove everything to you that I say tonight through the Bible. I say that often when I stand up here, and I don't say it because I think I've forgotten that I've said it, but I'm going to prove it to you through the Bible. I'm going to prove to you tonight through the Bible what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit, and then when we leave, we can do with it what we want, or we can do with it what the Bible says. So, here's the question that I want to ask you. If Jesus is the one and only, if he is the King of Kings, if he is the Lord of Lords, if he is times 1 million what that man just said, then why in the world would Jesus say, I need to leave because we have a better plan for you? Think about that. Jesus, in the last few weeks of his life, told the people closest to him, I'm getting ready to leave. I'm getting ready to go to be with my Father, and it's really important that I go to be with my Father because we've figured out a better plan for you to be successful in life. How could there be a better plan than being with Jesus? To my knowledge, 2,000 years ago, Jesus was not in Southern California. I was born in Southern California not 2,000 years ago, 50 years ago, but in the mind of God, he limited himself geographically to a few hundred miles. Why wasn't he in Southern California? Why wasn't he in New York too? I don't know. Watch the DVD when you get to heaven. I am not sure, but here's what I do know. At the end of Jesus' life, he said some amazing things to us that we need to pay attention to. And so tonight we're going to look at some of the things that Jesus said, and we're going to look at a few of the things that the book of Acts said. And so we're going to start with John chapter 14, verses 25 and 26, and it's on your outline. I am telling you these things. Jesus was saying, if you love me, prior to this, Jesus was saying, if you love me, you will obey me. If you love me, you will follow me. If you love me, you will follow my commands. I am telling you these things, says Jesus, while I am still with you. But when the Father sends the Comforter instead of me, this is Jesus speaking, instead of me, and by the Comforter I mean the Holy Spirit, he will teach you much. He will teach you much as well as remind you of everything I myself have told you. So as much as we love to read the Bible and about all of the amazing things that Jesus did while he was on planet Earth, God had another plan. And the plan was that the Holy Spirit was going to live inside of us, be on board 24/7. So geographically, if Jesus wasn't in California 2,000 years ago, and he was in Israel, and he was in Palestine, and he was in Judah and Samaria and all of those other places, now, for us as believers, whether you're in Thailand or Colorado or California or wherever you are, God is right there with you. That is amazing when you think about how God did that. So I want us to look at four things tonight, and I hope we're going to get through this. I'm going to try to get through this. I want us to look at four things when it comes to our understanding of the Holy Spirit. And just remember that my plan tonight is not to be inductive as much as maybe just challenging all of us to say, you know, we need to dig in a little bit. We need to have a greater understanding and a greater revelation of the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit. So the first thing we're going to talk about is what's right in our understanding of the Holy Spirit. What is right in our understanding? Because if there's some things right, then we're on to a good start. So what's right? Now here's what the Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and Ajay read this. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So, what's right is this, number one on your outline. God's Spirit that does live inside of us now, God's Spirit empowers, but it also illuminates. So the Spirit of God that is living inside of you, what is right is that that Spirit of God that is living inside of us is meant to empower us for life change and life transformation. That's what Ajay and Nancy were talking about. That's what they're seeing happening in Thailand. Is that what we're seeing happening in our lives? So what's right is this. God has done his part. Jesus said, listen, I know you're bummed out because I'm leaving. I know you're sad. I know it's only been 3 years, but I need to leave. I need to leave because if I leave, then my Father will send the Holy Spirit. And what's the Holy Spirit going to do? He's going to empower and he's going to illuminate things. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 says this, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and is given to you by God? You don't belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body. That's right. That's right. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. I don't belong to myself anymore. The Holy Spirit lives inside of me. That's what's right about the Holy Spirit. He's come to empower. He's come to give me power to do what only God can do in and through me when I'm yielded to him. How you doing with that? How you doing with that, honestly? You don't have to prove anything to me, but is the power flowing out of your life the way that you believe God wants the power to flow out of your life? If not, why not? And I've got to ask myself that question too. Honestly, if the power of God is not flowing out of my life, why not? Because God said he was going to give me power. And Jesus said he was going to give me power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. All means all. So if that is not happening, then I need to ask some questions. I'm a little bit dry tonight, by the way, and I apologize. I have to get back to this water bottle a few times. When you eat anchovy pizza for lunch, it kind of does that. I love it. It's my favorite kind of pizza, anchovy pizza. And I know you're all saying yuck and making funny faces at me, but I know two other people that love anchovy pizza. Right, Mary? We love anchovy pizza, and I'm going to eat anchovy pizza, but after I eat anchovy pizza, I might need to drink some water. God's Spirit lives inside of us. What does that mean to you? What does that really mean to you? Does that trigger something in you that makes you feel special? About a week or so ago, I got a call from a friend of mine, and I've known him since sixth grade, summer of sixth grade going into seventh grade. And he called me on the phone just out, on a whim, and he said, hey, would it be okay if I flew to Colorado? I know you got a birthday coming up, and would it be okay if he lives in California? Would it be okay if I just fly to Colorado and we go to a movie together? And I thought, wow, really? You really want to do that? You want to spend your money and you want to fly from Southern California to Colorado and just go to a movie with me? That made me feel good. That made me feel special. But what about the Holy Spirit? What about Jesus saying, you are so special to me that I want to live inside of you? God wants to live inside of you. That should do something to us. That is what's right when it comes to the one and only. That's what's right, understanding that God has already done his part. Matter of fact, he's not going to do anything else. I've told you that many times. God is not going to do anything else for you. He's already done it all. He's already given you his word. He's already sent his son to die for you. He's already given you his spirit to live inside of you. His word says his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through the knowledge of God. So now we just have to walk in that revelation. So what's right? Number two on your outline, write this in. What's right is this: the Holy Spirit reveals an unprotected life. When the power of God, the Spirit of God is living in you, if you are living an unprotected life, the Holy Spirit is going to reveal that to you. If you're walking in a danger zone, if you're living somewhere where you shouldn't be living, if you're fooling around with things you shouldn't be fooling around with, if you're doing things you shouldn't do, the Holy Spirit in his power is going to reveal an unprotected life. Thank you, Lord, for that. The one and only lives inside of me, and he's going to do that. That blesses me. It blesses me to know that God loves me that much that he's going to do that. Aren't you glad? Yep. Say, yes, I'm glad. I am too. Okay, what's wrong? And I'm cruising along. We're doing fine on time. Say, yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
What's wrong is this. Some are ignorant when it comes to the Holy Spirit. Some are ignorant and they try to counterfeit and manipulate the Holy Spirit. Some are ignorant when it comes to our understanding of the Holy Spirit. And I'm not just talking about non-believers. Certainly that is true, but also sometimes believers are ignorant when it comes to the ministry and the power of the Holy Spirit and try to counterfeit and manipulate the Holy Spirit. I want us to look at something in the book of Acts quickly. And again, I want to encourage you to read this on your own. You've got a Bible, I've got a Bible, and what I'm showing you in the Word is something that we all need to wrestle out. But in the book of Acts, chapter 8, the power of God was moving in the lives of disciples. Jesus did and said, fulfilled what he had promised, that they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit would come on them, and then they would go out and be witnesses. The book of Acts is all about people of God, disciples of God being witnesses. That's what it's all about. And then when you come to Acts chapter 8, there was a man that was a magician or a sorcerer, and he became fascinated with the power of God that was working in people's lives. And here's what the Bible says in Acts chapter 8, verses 9 through 13. For some time a man named Simon had practiced sorcery in the city, and he was amazed at all the people of Samaria. He boasted that he was someone great, and all the people, both high and low, gave him their attention, and they exclaimed, "This man is a divine power known as the Great Power." They followed him because he had amazed them for a long time with his magic. But when they believed Philip was preaching the gospel. The power of Christ, the Spirit of God was living inside of him. When they believed Philip as he preached the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Simon himself believed and was baptized, and he followed Philip everywhere, astonished by the great signs and miracles that he saw. Now I'm going to read verses 18 and 19 that are not on your outline, and here's what it goes on to say. When Simon saw that the Spirit was given at the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money and said, "Give me also this ability so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." Here's the response from Peter. Peter answered, "May your money perish with you because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money." You thought you could buy the gift of God with money. The Holy Spirit cannot be manipulated. The Holy Spirit cannot be convinced to do things outside of the purposes and the plans of God. But when we, the temple of the Holy Spirit, give freedom and liberty to the Holy Spirit to move and work in our lives, he will do so in a way that will bring glory to God and honor to Christ. And so we've got to make sure that we're paying attention to that. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. God lives inside of me. He's not somewhere else. He knows what's going on in my thought life, and he knows what's going on in the conduct of my life. Now, I don't have to be in bondage to my thought life, and I don't have to be in bondage to the way that I live, but I need to be mindful that every step I take is a step on holy ground. Every step I take. And so oftentimes what's wrong is that we don't understand that. We don't understand that the holiness of God is living inside of us and that He wants to work and move in and through our lives. So number four is this. Write this in on your outline. The Holy Spirit helps us when unexpected temptation comes. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us, and when those temptations come, when those difficulties come, when those challenges come that nobody else knows, nobody else sees, the Holy Spirit comes to help us with those temptations. Think about how faithful God has been to you. Think about all of the amazing things that God has done in your life and wants to continue to do in your life. What's confusing? Here's what's confusing sometimes. Number five, the Holy Spirit has come to equip us for supernatural living. The Holy Spirit has come to equip us for supernatural living. Let me read the words of Jesus in John chapter 16. Here's what Jesus said. I am going to Him who sent me, yet none of you asks me, where are you going? Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you. When He comes, now listen to these things. When He comes, He will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment, in regard to sin because men do not believe in me, in regard to righteousness because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer, and in regard to judgment because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can bear now, but when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you. Say, that's me. He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said that the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. Now let me just say something in the simplest way that I can say it. And I need it explained simply so that I can understand it. So I'm going to explain it to myself, and hopefully we'll all get it, because I need it explained simply. When you give your life to Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to live in your heart at that moment. The moment that you give your life to Christ, the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of your heart. Now, let me ask you this. You wake up in the morning, let's say. You wake up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, which is sometimes typical for me. Maybe this morning or tomorrow morning when I wake up, I'm going to wake up at 2:30 or 3 o'clock and I'm going to go to the bathroom because I've been up drinking water or iced tea all day because I ate anchovy pizza for lunch. So here's probably what I'm going to do. I'm going to get up and it's going to be pitch dark in my bedroom because it's going to be 3:30 in the morning. It's going to be pitch dark. And I'm going to walk into the bathroom that's attached to my bedroom, and then I'm going to take my cell phone and I'm going to dial the power company. And I'm going to say to the power company, this is Blake Maddox at 6925 Gladiola Street, and I'm sorry to bother you at 3 o'clock in the morning, but I ate anchovy pizza last night, I drank too much water, and now I know it's 3:30 in the morning, I got to go to the bathroom. Could you please turn the light on in my bathroom? Could you please turn the light on in my master bathroom? The guy's going to say to me, first he's going to think I'm out of my mind. But then if I really did get somebody on the phone, here's what he's going to say. Mr. Maddox, do you not know and do you not understand that when your home was built, your home was wired with the power? Your home already has the power. It's already wired for power. You just got to flip the switch. You just got to turn the light on. You don't have to call the power company and say, hey, turn the light on for me in the bathroom. You're already wired for power. The house is wired for power, so I'm just going to turn the switch on because the house has already been wired for power. The house, this temple, is wired for power already. Your house, your temple is already wired for power. When you gave your life to Christ, the wiring was done in Jesus' name. So the house is hardwired. So now what do? You walk into a situation and the switch is flipped, the power of the Holy Spirit is engaged, and God begins to work in your life. Let's not make it more difficult than that. Why do we want to give ourselves brain damage trying to figure out something that Jesus made simple in His Word? You're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. I can believe that. I can believe that. I'm simple enough that I can understand that. So don't call the power company. Don't call Jesus and tell Him to give you something. You already have what you need. Please don't get offended by what I'm saying. It's the truth. You already have what you need. What do we need to do? We just need to engage the reality of it, flip the switch, and then walk in that stuff. So, I got to get going here. Number six, then, is this. The Holy Spirit reveals undetected weaknesses. The Holy Spirit wants to reveal undetected weaknesses. So oftentimes what happens is we walk into a situation, the Holy Spirit flips the light on. And all of a sudden the situation is illuminated, and then God reveals an undetected weakness. Let Him do that. Let the Holy Spirit flip the switch. Do it in my life, Lord. Flip the switch. I want to see an undetected weakness in my life, because I don't want to be vulnerable and I don't want to be susceptible to the schemes and the strategy of the enemy. Sometimes it's confusing to believers, but you're already hardwired for the power of God. You already have all of the wiring. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad God did that when you accepted Jesus? It was supernaturally done, and it's all done. It's all done. Don't let that be confusing anymore. Say, I won't. Say, I won't, like you mean it. Okay, I won't. Now, what's missing? Let me just wrap it all up by saying this. What's missing sometimes? And I know we've moved through this rather quickly, but what's missing? Here's what's missing sometimes. A passionate dependence upon the Holy Spirit. Not just a dependence, but a passionate dependence on the Holy Spirit. God, if You don't do it, I don't want it done. God, I don't want to do it in my own strength. In the United States of America, we get a lot of things done in our own strength. We need to stop doing that, because when we do that, we limit the power of God working and moving in our lives. Listen to Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, and I just want to close with this. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Peter and John went up to the temple at 1 in the afternoon to take part in the 3 o'clock prayer service. As they approached the temple, a man lame from his birth was being carried in. Each day he was put bedside the temple gate, the one called Beautiful, so he could beg from the people going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for some money. Peter and John looked at him intently, and Peter looked and said, "Look at us." The lame man looked up at them eagerly, expecting some money, but Peter said, "I don't have any silver, I don't have any gold, but I'll give you what I have." Listen to what Peter was saying. This is a fisherman. This is a man that's very simple in what he's done all of his life, but he was in that upper room. He just got done preaching to 3,000 people, and he knows the power source. He knows it's inside of him. "I don't have any money, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, get up and walk." Just that simple. Nothing else. "In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, get up and walk." Peter took the lame man by the right hand, helped him up. As he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened. He jumped up, stood to his feet, and he began to walk. Then walking, leaping, and praising God, he went into the temple with them. That's your God. That's your God. Say, "That's my God." That's your God that lives inside of you. That's my God that lives inside of me, and He doesn't want to be limited. As much as I appreciate my friend coming out to watch a movie with me, I so much more appreciate the Spirit of God watching me live life and helping me live life. And I want to close this way. Ajay and Nancy, thank you so much for being here. I'm going to ask you guys to come up here, and I'm just going to ask you to pray for us. I'm just going to ask you to pray that we would have a revelation of the Holy Spirit, and the God's Spirit would be real. And I just want you guys to pray over us. And then what we're going to do is we're just going to come forward as we close. We still have 5 minutes, So you're not even late getting your kids. We're going to come forward. We're going to extend our hands, and Pastor Roger is going to pray a blessing over AJ and Nancy. So will you guys pray for us?
Oh, Lord, we just quiet our spirit before you, Lord. We just come into your throne room, into the Holy of Holies. Mm. Lord, the creator of all universe. We have this amazing privilege, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that we can come in and just stand before you. And we still our hearts before you. We allow our spirit to absorb the teaching. We are already wired. Mm. The Holy Spirit, sweet Holy Spirit, came and reigned in us at the time of our salvation. We are wired for power. Lord, I just ask that you would help us, that you would be with us and show and help us turn that switch on and turn to you. Far too often we run to Google, we run to internet for our answers. But Lord, sometimes we just need to stop and focus on you. And Lord, I just ask right now that you would just stir that up. Yeah. Just stir that up in their hearts. A new sense of that Holy Spirit power in them that's going to bring revelation to them, that's going to bring wisdom to them, that's going to bring light into the situation. And Lord, instead of looking and running to different books and things on the internet and on Google and how to handle it when the child's sick and how to discipline, but Lord, they're just going to stop and turn on that switch and focus and say, oh yeah, you're right here. You're right here. And Lord, I just ask that you would stir it up and begin to release that power of the Holy Spirit, that they would sense it welling up in them. They would sense it, and they would begin to open their eyes to the things around them and see things with your eyes, Lord, a new sense and a new revelation of that power. Yes,
Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you release your Holy Spirit. Release, oh Lord, release your Holy Spirit. Fill this room. Fill each one with your Holy Spirit. Pour down your Holy Spirit, O Lord. Pour down. Release. Be filled. Be filled with Holy Spirit. Be filled.
We hope that this message has spoken something personal to you. If you would like more information about our church family or service times, please call us at 303-424-2121 or visit us at our website, www.fbci.org. Faith Bible Chapel currently meets in our Family Worship Center, located on the corner of 62nd Avenue and Ward Road.